Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. What is it like to be the backup quarterback to Tom Brady? Well, we caught up with former Pats QB Jim Miller on that topic. And despite the amount of very talented quarterbacks in this year's draft class, he has his eye on someone else that's a good fit for that job in New England. Check it out.
Jim, you won a ring with the Patriots back in 2004. What does it take to be the backup to Tom Brady, be a successful backup quarterback?
Well, I think, you know, even for a backup, I think, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, all your teammates, you're accountable to them. You got to be reliable. You got to be productive. And, that's the type of formula that they have there. And I think there's high expectations. It doesn't matter if you're the last guy on the roster, but you're expected to contribute. So for me, when I was there, fine, even if I was working show teams, expected to give a good look of the opponent, prepare the defense the best you can, and really just provide your role. Do what you're there to do and what you're asked to do.
That is the mantra around Foxborough for sure. As you've watched Brady's career throughout the years, what has impressed you the most about him?
Well, I just think he's very thorough in his preparation. I think everybody knows you got to have talent, obviously, to throw the football. He's got the arm talent, but I just think the cerebral capacity, the leadership, just really his drive to be the best, and that's what it takes to be a world champion. I think he prepares himself very, extremely thorough, where he goes through scenarios where he always has answers on game day. He always wants to be prepared for any anomaly that's out there, and that's why when he pulls it off, he makes it look easy. He really does.
Can that thoroughness run out? I ask you that because he'll be 37 this year. Is the window closing?
No, I think you always have the mind to compete. My mind is willing, but my body is unable, and that's normally what happens, and at some point that will come to pass with Tom too. It'll happen to Peyton Manning, it'll happen to Drew Brees, where maybe you're just not as physically as effective as what you were in the past. Doesn't mean that your mind still doesn't think the game and you can't diagnose game plans or diagnose defenses, but at some point your body's going to fail you.
Well, given all of that and the age that he is, does it make sense maybe for the Patriots to look at a quarterback this year, maybe draft a quarterback this year?
Well, I do like the talent of Ryan Mallett. I know a lot of people have speculated and me included, that I think a team would really try to work a trade to get Ryan Mallett off the roster, and then maybe Bill Belichick would dive into the draft again or even sign an undrafted free agent like he did Brian Hoyer, who was a backup in New England day one he showed up there. So that's not unprecedented. But I think Ryan Mallett is, in terms of arm talent, he can throw a football better than about 90% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. They drafted a pretty good one when he came out of college.
Thank you very much for joining us. That'll do it.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.